happiness was just outside my window. I thought it crashed, blowing 80 miles an hour. The happiness, a little more like knocking on your door. You just let it in.
When we look for happiness in our lives, we have to remember what Jesus said. Jesus said, don't worry about the physical realm of our existence. Don't worry about what you will consume in the flesh, in relationships, in intellect or situations, what you will eat. He said, don't worry about what or who will attempt to consume you in shape and form and energy or substance, what you will drink. Nor should you worry about struggle, stress, or strife in the world, what you will wear, but instead be lifted in a consciousness that is not limited by the appearances in the physical and the flesh, which are as fleeting as the morning sun, a consciousness of spirit. It is only in this consciousness of spirit, in this pure consciousness of oneness with divine mind, can you truly be happy. This consciousness of happiness does not merely come as a reward because we seek it. It is our divine birthright. The consciousness of happiness is the kingdom that we must seek first. By seeking happiness first, all else is provided through the pure consciousness of grace. Only in this realm of grace do we realize the happiness from simply asking with belief and then receiving with expectation. It is in this realm of grace that we know that we can ask and receive, seek and find, knock, knowing that the door will always be open. It is in this consciousness of happiness that we fulfill Jesus's prophecy for us in John 14:12, where Jesus says, very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they, beloved, will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. It is in this consciousness of happiness that we know all things are working together for our good. It is in this consciousness, this pure consciousness of happiness, that we know that spirit is always lifting us and protecting us and expressing through us and living and moving and having its being as us, so that we can do the good works that we have been called here to do. It is in this consciousness of happiness that we can take off the old self and put on the new self of pure light, pure joy, pure wholeness, pure deliverance, pure divine ideas, that we can wear the pure image and likeness in which we were made. It is this consciousness, this pure consciousness of happiness, that we know that the Father is in us and we are in Him and Jesus is in us, as He taught us in John 14:20. It is in this consciousness of happiness that we can truly celebrate who we are, as we celebrate the lives of all of those around us. In this consciousness of happiness, we can release the old. We can forgive what has already happened. And we can walk into the new realm of understanding, the new realm of grace, the new realm of deliverance, pure and unadulterated by whatever has gone on before us. It is in this consciousness of happiness that we can stretch outside of our comfort zones and take a new look, a new view, a new vision about what life is offering us, put on a new best self, and allow ourselves to really begin to embrace, to do, to perform, and to reflect the greater good that is always seeking us. It is in this consciousness of happiness that we bless, that we see our anointed circle enlightened and lifted with a new understanding of who we are and the good that we are called to do in our lifetimes. It is through this consciousness of happiness that we can walk out full of the wonderful joy and the awesome anointed blessings of spirit and be a light that shines in the city above the hills. We can be that good vibration that blesses every single person around us, that we don't even have to pray, that all we have to do is walk in this new realm of grace with this new vision of wholeness and allow ourselves to be the miracles that we are called to be. Allow ourselves to bless and to touch and to prosper and to lift and to heal and to express the divine good that spirit is always expressing through each and every one of us.
God is so good to me. I don't serve Him as I should. I don't should be. Ooh.
The consciousness of happiness is that kingdom that we must seek first. That is the only happiness that we need. And when we seek that happiness first, all of God's good follows. In this realm of grace, we realize in every bone, every fiber, every aspect of our being, that happiness comes simply from asking with belief and then receiving with that expectation that God is always blessing, anointing, making, and co-creating through every desire, every divine idea, every wish, every belief that we have. It is in this realm of happiness that we know we can just ask and receive, seek and find, knock and know that the door is always open. It is in this pure consciousness of happiness that we fulfill Jesus' prophecy for us. These greater things that we will do through these good works that Spirit is always doing through us. In this consciousness, this pure consciousness of happiness that we live, move, and have our being in, we know that we can overcome the world, that we are that good ground, that God's good seed is always growing through. We are that good salt of the earth. We are those good works that God is able to make abound through signs, wonders, and synchronicities and grace. We are the good that always and forever walks new waters of faith. That good that can be reached out and accessed, reached out and touched right through the hem of our garments. We are that good that can touch a blind person's eyes and begin to make them see. That good that expresses in so many infinite ways that we can wear in every aspect of who we are in the individual divine expressions that allow us to be those greater things that God has called us to express as Winifred, as Paulette, as Myrtle, as Fern, as Bernadette, as Alma, as Marlon, as Cecilia, as each and every single one of us, as Vanessa, as Latanya, as Sandy, as each and every warrior in our circle of divine happiness. We spread our happiness today. We allow it to flow from us like the pure power and the infinite expression that we are, not limited by our bodily shapes, forms, and experiences, but ignited by the full breath, the full power, and the full expression of God. How grateful we are to be this happiness today. And so it is, beloved.
Oh, happiness. It's two kinds of ice cream, finding your skate key, telling the time. And happiness is learning to whistle and tying your shoe for the the very first time. Happiness is playing the drum in your own school band, and happiness is walking hand in hand, and happiness is five different crayons, knowing a secret and climbing a tree. Oh, happiness is finding a nickel, catching a firefly, setting it free. And happiness is